Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
It's 8:51 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, summoning all the gents.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all come together once.
Mm.
Let's. This is what we do every single Wednesday.
Yes.
We get real with each other. Or sometimes we just talk our smack. But either way, the empathy king, Mr. K. Goodness on your radio, mental health activist for us as men, co-founder of Mindful Matters, Kavi, is going to lead the conversation. Abidi Omes, take it away.
Good morning, Fresh Family. Good morning, the Fresh Breakfast Family. And my two gunsteling mense in the world. En is kees, ek kwam. Goeiemorgen, jylle dierbare mense.
Dank je, man.
Een lieflike, lieflike woensdag vir jylle. And yes, this woensdag, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for my gents. Let's gather here, let's cuddle here, let's huddle here. And you know, hold each other accountable, help each other, carry each other.
Yes, yeah.
And with that having been said, let's get into the message today. No wag. Soos NSK altijd sê, K Goodness is on your radio. But yes, nonetheless, let's get into the message today. Look, I read a... obviously, I do a lot of reading around depression and mental health and so on. And one of the things I read that is that your outburst or your emotional burnout is not your first sign of depression. Now, depression is very prevalent in men, but because generally men are such high-functioning people, we tend to overlook the signs and miss out on what, you know, before it hits or before it before you, you know, it becomes a major problem and you can't function anymore.
So yeah.
There are a lot of signs that one can look at to identify that, wait a minute, I might be dealing with depression. And please take note, not these signs don't always mean you're dealing with depression. You could just be tired. You know, so I want to list a few of these things that we as gents can look out for to be able to identify long before something happens, long before our body gives in, long before we have an outburst, that we can look out for to be able to seek help before that. One of them is we are generally creatures of routine.
Yeah.
What's your routine? You start changing your routine. You start noticing changing your routines. You don't want to do the things that you usually do. You're not as committed to your routine as possible. That's one identifier. The second one is you're consistently tired, regardless of how much sleep you get in. You're just tired.
Yo, that is so true.
You don't, bro. You know, you feel tired all the time. Number three is social distancing, or, you know, becoming antisocial, removing yourself from social settings, not wanting to be around people all the time. And, you know, then essentially that leads into isolation, always wanting to be by yourself.
Sure.
That's another one. Another, you know, very one that I that works for me all the time is you start spending more time in your car than you usually do when you get home. You just sit there in the car and do nothing. Gather your strength. That one is another sign. Lastly, it's, you know, things like things that used to bring you joy. You don't enjoy watching the games with the guys anymore. You don't enjoy the gym anymore. Everything feels like an obligation rather than a routine. So we need to be very, very careful of that. So these are some of the signs you can look at. And then there's one thing that is very prevalent, or one type of depression that is very prevalent among men that I want to highlight today is high-functioning depression. So I went through this. This was right in the middle of my divorce, separation divorce season. And I used to get to work and I would perform. Please, everybody, do my job even above when I'm in a good mood or in a regular time. And then I would go home and sit in the dark and waiting for the next 8 o'clock or the next 6 o'clock when I can get into the office. I wouldn't eat for days. And that would mean, you know, I was depressed. But at work, I was functional where I needed to be. I'd go to events, go to the farm, be with the workers, be with my mom and be functional. But then when I was by myself, when I was in my house alone, I would sit there. I hadn't slept for weeks. I hadn't eaten properly. I think I went a week without eating at all. So, but I was functional, and that's high functioning depression. So that's one that I want you to be careful for. That having been said, let us get the necessary help. As soon as we pick up on any of these signs, let us start seeking the necessary help. Therapy is a bold step. Therapy takes courage. It's not for weak. It's not about being weak. It is boldness. Seeking help is boldness. And finally, the one thing that you need to understand is that if you have a headache or if you're physically ill, you go see a doctor. Why then can't you seek help or a doctor when you've got a mental illness or you've got a mental problem? That having been said again, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Buta.
Okay.
Man, today he was spitting. Oh, I mean, he spits all the time. But this is just, yo, and it's true. Sometimes we don't even know that there's depression that is about to tackle you. You know what I mean? That's about to attack you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because all those things that he just said, like sitting in the car and you don't even enjoy the games, or you're just isolating yourself and you're just tired, bruh.
You're just tired. Of how much rest you get. Or it's like you're even in that vicious cycle of I'm sleeping, but my brain is working.
It's just time. Working.
Yeah.
Hi, bro. Yeah, thank you, man, Buddha. We appreciate it. Okay, goodness. Appreciate it. Always. 8:57 on Namibia's Hard and Soul. On the other side, we talk about the streets.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.